the flags up here are left flying to the rot, and then they run around putting up new ones the following year. So to me, I think once the 11th, the 12th is over, I would say take the flags down, wash them, put them away, and the same applies to the Catholic side, the Protestant side. Well, I live in a corner, and I'm sure anybody hears my voice will know, I live in a corner where they're a bit mixed, and we all get on great.
Yes, it doesn't really bother me. No, I'd be happy enough for flags flying, especially certain times of the year to celebrate different organisations.
The new guidelines by Queen's researchers are saying that flags shouldn't be flown outside places like hospitals, health centres, community centres. Would you agree with that?
Well, some material, I suppose. It's hard to say. Everybody has their own notions about these things. But I'd say maybe the like of that, health centres and that would be as well, with none, where there's a mixed community all the time.
And what about the guidelines that are suggesting that flags should only be flown during significant commemorations for a certain period of time?
Yes, I would agree with that. A week at the most, I would say. That should cover every aspect of that.
I'm not really for them or against them. I don't mind them, you know, as long as they're only there for a couple of weeks, as you say, and then down. I don't think they should be outside churches or hospitals or even schools or anything like that, you know. Or even on private property. There are a lot of flags in private property too, so... But other than that, they don't bother me.
So where and when do you think they should be flown?
I don't really know where they could fly them. They put them up at roundabouts and different things like that, you know. But if they just put them up at the beginning of the marching season, you say, and leave them for 2 weeks and then take them away, that would be all right.